I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. We got Brad from Garrett's Appliance in with us today, and we want to talk a little bit about smokers. Okay, as we left the last segment, I talked about I had three guys in the last 2 weeks ask me what kind of smoker. One of my first questions is, what's your budget? All of them were $1,000 or less. Okay, so you can get a decent smoker for $1,000 or less. Yeah. So I ask them, what do they like to cook? Do they want it user friendly, or do they want to like be able to experiment? And are they near electricity? So the answers to those three questions lead you to what?
Absolutely. So number one, most all smokers that we tend to deal with are going to be plugged in to 110 of some way, shape, or form. So the two in that price range that I'd normally walk somebody to are two different fuel types. One being wood pellet grill. Number two is a charcoal feed smoker. Now they've changed up a little bit from back in the day from the guys that are doing like the big green egg type style or the egg style cookers. We carry one called Masterbuilt, which is going to start at $499. It is a lump charcoal. You can also use briquettes, but basically you can set the temperature. It's got a digital LED readout on it. You can set the temperature and basically stokes the fire by a fan. We'll change temperatures. You can get it down to 200 degrees if you want to. You can get it all the way up to 700-800 degrees. And
how does it feed the charcoal?
So basically it's a gravity feed, not like the wood pellet grills, which normally have an auger, which feed the pellets through, but it's a gravity feed. They've got a big bin and you can normally get about 8 to 10 hours smoke off that gravity feed.
That's pretty cool.
And you're talking from their small one at $499 on promo right now. Garrett's Appliance, come visit us.
Yep.
All the way up to about $799, $899, which is going to be a very large unit. Now, the cooler thing is with those style smokers is like everything else nowadays connected. So it has Wi-Fi on it. So you can put the app on your phone and you can check the temperature of your internal meat temperature while you're sitting by the pool, out on the boat, doing whatever you may want to do. They have a mid-model in that Masterbuilt too, which is really cool. It's kind of got a griddle application where you take the grates out. They've got a different portion of the grill where basically fans out the flames a little bit more, starting at $699. And you can have basically a Blackstone type griddle inside your grill on top of being able to smoke and do normal cooking.
Yeah, so that versatility is key.
Exactly.
Because a lot of grilling guys and gals aren't maybe as fanatical as some others, and they want one piece of equipment that'll do multiple things. Rather than I tend to over-equip, and I've got a grill for each of those type of things.
I got three grills at home right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It is what it is. I just actually, at my house on the back deck, we just updated. I had an older Traeger. I just updated to a newer Traeger, which is a wood pellet grill, of course. Auger system, still fan. You set your temperature anywhere from 160 degrees all the way up to about 550. That one has Wi-Fi as well. I'll be sitting at work smoking bucks, butts, doing a brisket, smoking bucks.
Earning bucks, smoking butts.
There you go. But I'll click right on and I'll change the temperature of my grill. Say it's not coming up to temperature quite like I want. I'll bump it up 20, 25 degrees. So things are more done by the time
from
I get
your
home.
Phone.
Right from
sitting
my phone.
Sitting at work while you're cooking your dinner.
How about this stainless insulated smoker box? Do you still sell that?
I do not. We just got out of that one here. It was just getting too tough with online sales, which would have been the smoke and text type version, which I have one of those at home. I use that one a lot for when I was doing smoked salmon.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find is what I've really gone back to use more of my Traeger on is since it has that fan flow convection through the inside, I tend to find stuff gets cooked a little more evenly that direction. And it, especially if I'm doing like jerky, I hated doing venison jerky in my box smoker because I didn't have the air moving through it.
So now the top gets done quicker.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now I get more even results and I get a little bit more of that jerky flavor through it as well.
So that's important for those of you that are just tuning in. We're talking about different features and kinds of smokers that are out there. Most of the people that I talk to aren't as fanatical as I am, and they want something that's a little bit set it and forget it. I might want to tinker a little bit, but I don't want to be intimidated when I fire the thing up. And what Brad's talking about is you can play that game, shut the Wi-Fi off, right? But if you want to get the best results from the food that you're putting on your smoker, use the technology, man. It's there for a reason, and it works.
It's absolutely amazing what you can do nowadays versus 3-4 years ago. Now, the only downside to doing the Wi-Fi is you got to have it pretty close to your house so your router can pick it up. But if it can connect and you do a quick test when you get home, and if you can stand out on your back deck and you can get it to connect to your phone or whatnot, it'll pretty much work with a smoker as well. On top of probe cooking as well. So it's nice to watch that grill's monitoring the internal temperature. And I'll show you guys off air here too, the app, but it's really cool. It's something that I thought, who really needs Wi-Fi when you're grilling? I tell you what, it's a lifesaver. I love being able to do that because I can't be that weekend warrior because it seems like I'm always at work or work, you know, out in the yard working with the wife or playing with the kids. And for me to be able to do those things while I'm still spending family time is huge to me.
So that Masterbuilt, the charcoal one, mm-hmm. is that like a locker? Is that a chest upright?
Yeah, so it's an upright smoker. It's got a big internal, 3 shelves on the inside. And then on top of that, you've got along the right-hand side of it's where your charcoal is going to get dumped in. And then you set the fire down below. You use kind of one of those almost like wax fire starters. You got it.
Yep.
And then basically, once you set the temperature on it, it's going to fluctuate that fan back and forth to stoke that fire the proper way to keep it burning the right way.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Are you getting many people, like I'm just moving my grill area to behind my garage, and I'm going to put a roof over it because mm-hmm. the deck just gets too much use to put all my stuff out there. Basically, the wife owns the deck now, too. I have a little piece of real estate behind the garage that I can use. So.
For a while. She'll have that, too.
It's going away. Oh, don't worry.
Dude, trust me. She's already trying to tell me how that's going to go.
Right.
So anyway, are you getting a lot of people that are doing the covered grilling areas and want help designing that? Are you guys more and more involved in that?
Absolutely. So we don't have an on-staff design person for outdoors. But the biggest thing people need to understand is if you're doing an enclosed area with your grill is, number one, making sure you have proper ventilation up above. It is a huge thing, and you've got to understand some sort of fan that's pulling that smoke out. The other thing that we do a ton with is outdoor storage cabinets, like stainless steel storage cabinets, whether you want a paper towel holder, access doors, a pull-out trash bin, and they're really not that terribly expensive. You know, outdoor trash pull-out stainless steel bins, you know, $400 or so.
I still have that stainless cart I bought from you guys.
Yep.
It's going to get better use now, though.
The Velux, I believe it
probably
was, or something like that we had back in the day.
Right.
Yeah, we still wheel that thing out for grill demos and whatnot because it's just so convenient.
So are you doing any demos this month?
Yet to be determined. We just actually had a grilling demo here 2.5 weeks ago with a lot of the different brands out there that we have. We're going to see what we're going to run this month, depending on vacations for people and what we can get for reps to come out to demo those units.
Sure, sure.
But we have a couple live grills that we do have at the showroom that we do pull out and do some demonstrations just during the week or whatnot.
Right.
It's normally when one of us brings in meat.
That's right.
And we're like, oh, who wants to go eat out at McDonald's? Nobody. Nobody
have
wants to eat out.
Have you smoked possum? Yeah, try it. It's good.
Yeah, hey, just found one on the way here.
You know what? The woodchucks are in season again. I'm
easy.
Just saying.
Yeah, I know. You were that guy, weren't you? They talked about woodchuck.
I tried to get one yesterday, but it ran a little too fast.
Yeah. Were you chasing it or were you shooting at it?
I was trying to get my window open in my front living room as quickly as I could with a 22 Magnum, and it was just a little faster than
I
was.
Well, he smelled you coming. Yeah, that's exactly it. All right. Well, coming up next, we may even talk a little bit about laying out your backyard for a cooking area. I just got done with it, and I think Bob's getting ready to start, so I'm sure the banter will be good. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.